Harry's stomach turned over. He knew who this was. Fenrir Greyback, the werewolf who was permitted to wear Death Eater robes in return for his hired savagery.
"Search the tent!"
said another voice. Harry was thrown face down onto the ground. A thud told him that Ron had been cast down beside him. They could hear footsteps and crashes. The men were pushing over chairs inside the tent as they searched.
"Now, let's see who we've got,"
said Greyback's gloating voice from overhead, and Harry was rolled over onto his back. A beam of wand light fell into his face, and Greyback laughed.
"I'll be needing butterbeer to wash this one down. What happened to you, ugly?"
Harry did not answer immediately.
"I said,"
repeated Greyback, and Harry received a blow to the diaphragm that made him double over in pain.
"What happened to you?"
"Stung," Harry muttered. "Been stung."
"Yeah, looks like it,"
said a second voice.
"What's your name?"
snarled Greyback.
"Dudley,"
said Harry.
"And your first name?"
"Hi, Vernon. Vernon Dudley."
"Check the list, Gabriel,"
said Greyback, and Harry heard him move sideways to look down at Ron instead.
"And what about you, Ginger?"
"Stan Shunpike," said Ron. "Like hell you are,"
said the man called Scabule.
"We know Stan Shunpike. He's put a bit of work our way."
There was another thud.
"Obd Bardi,"
said Ron, and Harry could tell that his mouth was full of blood.
"Bardi Weedley."
"A Weasley,"
rasped Greyback.
"So, you're related to blood traitors, even if you're not a mudblood. And lastly, your pretty little friend."
The relish in his voice made Harry's flesh crawl.
"Easy, Greyback,"
said Scabure over the jeering of the others.
"Oh, I'm not going to bite just yet. We'll see if she's a bit quicker at remembering her name than Barney. Who are you, girlie?"
"Penelope Clearwater,"
said Hermione. She sounded terrified, but convincing.
"What's your blood status?"
"Half-blood,"
said Hermione.
"Easy enough to check," said Scabure. "But the old lot of them look like they could still be Hogwarts age."
"We blebbed,"
said Ron.
"Cleft, have you, Ginger?"
said Scabure.
"And you decided to go camping? And you thought, just for a laugh, you'd use the Dark Lord's name?"
"Not a laugh,"
said Ron.
"Accident."
"Accident?"
There was more jeering laughter.
"You know who used to like using the Dark Lord's name, Weasley,"
growled Greyback.
"The Order of the Phoenix. Mean anything to you?"
"No."
"Well, they don't show the Dark Lord proper respect, so the name's been tabooed. A few Order members have been tracked that way. We'll see. Bind them up with the other two prisoners."
Someone yanked Harry up by the hair, dragged him a short way, pushed him down into a sitting position, then started binding him back to back with other people. Harry was still half blind, barely able to see anything through his puffed up eyes. When at last the man tying them had walked away, Harry whispered to the other prisoners.
"Anyone still got a wand?"
"No,"
said Ron and Hermione from either side of him.
"This is all my fault. I said the name. I'm sorry.
Harry?"
It was a new but familiar voice, and it came from directly behind Harry, from the person tied to Hermione's left.
"Dean? It is you. If they find out who they've got, they're snatchers. They're only looking for truants to sell for gold."
"Not a bad little haul for one night,"
Greyback was saying, as a pair of hobnail boots marched close by Harry, and they heard more crashes from inside the tent.
"A mudblood, a runaway goblin, and three truants. You check their names on the list yet, Scabule?"
he roared.
"Yeah, there's no Vernon Dudley on here, Greyback."
"Interesting,"
said Greyback.
"That's interesting."